How can Mason pick flowers with us if he can't walk or use his hands? I hope his wheelchair can make it okay.
He might need help with the flowers, but don't forget, there's a lot of ways he can help you, too. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Was there ever a time that you helped a friend with something they were struggling with? Maybe it was a homework assignment or figuring out something new in a video game. I bet there have been times that you needed help too. Remember, God gave each of us different gifts and abilities to serve each other. That looks different for every person, but no matter what you're able to do, God values all of us. So much so that we can read about what he did in Romans 5:6. It says, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners." Our story today, it's called A Special Creation. "Good morning," Mrs. Fields said to her class at Potter Christian School. "Mason, can you remind everyone what special thing we're going to do today?" Using his communication device, Mason answered, "We're going to Potter's Woods to pick wildflowers." "That's right," said Mrs. Fields. "We'll leave after morning recess." When the recess bell rang, Cody, a new member of the class, stayed behind while the other kids filed out of the classroom. "Did you have a question, Cody?" Mrs. Fields asked. Cody nodded. "How can Mason pick wildflowers if he can't walk or use his hands?" "He can do lots of things, Cody. He has a special chair to help him go places and a special device to help him talk. He'll let us know if he needs our help." "Okay, since I can do everything by myself, I'll help Mason if he can't do something," Cody said. "Thank you, Cody. That's very kind of you. But don't forget that even though you can do many things by yourself, everyone needs help sometimes. We all have different abilities because God made each of us special. Think about the flowers we're going to pick. Do you think they'll all be alike?" Cody shook his head. "My sister's class had a field trip to the woods yesterday, and they found all kinds of different flowers." "I'm sure they did," said Mrs. Fields. "Flowers don't all look the same, but they're all beautiful. And that's true of people, too. We're all beautiful in God's eyes. He loves us all so much that he sent his son to do what none of us could do ourselves. Jesus died and rose again to save us from sin. We all have equal need of his help, yet he created each of us with special abilities so we could help one another in different ways." "So Mason has special abilities too?" Cody asked. Mrs. Fields nodded. "Cody, like most of the class, you can do some things Mason can't do, but as you get to know him, you'll be surprised to see all he is able to do, even some things you can't do." She smiled. "I'll tell you one thing he's very good at. He spreads the joy of Jesus with his cheerful and loving attitude." Well, how about you? Do you sometimes need help doing certain things? Because we live in a broken world, we all struggle with different things in our lives. But Jesus did what none of us could do. He died and rose again to save us and make us whole. Because of him, we can use the different abilities God gave us to point others to Jesus. God says you are wonderfully made. He created you in his own image and gave you special abilities that you can use to help others. Our key verse is Romans 5:6.
"When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners."
And our key thought: there is beauty and ability in everyone. Are you looking forward to a great school year? Make it the best it can be with Keys for Kids Radio's Crack the Code giveaway. Starting August 21st, we're giving away a prize a day and discovering the clues to make this year great. And activate your name for a chance to win the grand prize, a Garmin VivoFit Junior watch. Take mom or dad and go to keysforkids.net and tap Crack the Code. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.